Algae blooms in western Lake Erie are primarily due to fertilizer chemicals running off farmland. Some blooms can become toxic, shutting down beaches or sickening people and pets. Rain helps phosphorus travel from farms to the lake through rivers, including the Maumee in western Ohio. And tracking from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, can predict the size of an algae bloom. This year's projection started small, with little rainfall in March and April. But as soon as May hit,
there was huge rainfall events, I believe 3 to 4 inches over the area, that led to a big jump in how much water and how much phosphorus is going into the lake.
That's Richard Stumpf, an oceanographer with NOAA. With 2 months left in the phosphorus loading season, Stumpf says there's a lot to learn about this year's bloom.
The big question now is, it's been somewhat wet, you know, through the rest of May, and how much longer that'll go into June before it finally starts to dry out.
But there's one thing we don't and won't know until later this summer, just how severe the algae bloom will be. Stumpf says NOAA is working on models to predict the bloom's toxicity, but they're not ready yet. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Elizabeth Miller.